You're listening to Wisp Business, the podcast, Wisconsin's business news source. Now, here's your host.
Hi, everybody. This is Alex Moe here for Wisp Business, the podcast. Today, I'm here with Peter Manette, CEO of Manette Aero, and we're going to talk a little bit about how drone technology is being applied in industry here in Wisconsin and worldwide. Peter, thanks for joining me today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So to get us started, how about you talk a little bit about what your company does, a little background for our listeners.
Sure. So my company, we started here in Wisconsin 2015. We were one of the first companies approved by the FAA to do non-recreational operations with drones. Since then, we've kind of been building our business off of more or less our aviation knowledge. I'm a military aviator. I come from a military aviation background. I flew Blackhawks for the Wisconsin National Guard for 14 years. And that's kind of where I just kind of saw this as, you know, an opportunity to leverage all that knowledge that we had, you know, and all that training that we had for just a new aircraft, you know. So we see, you know, basically unmanned aircraft as being the same industry as manned aircraft. It's just a different platform, so, you know, and it obviously a different price point too, which, you know, makes it a lot more accessible to a lot of different industries.
Definitely. Can you talk about some of those industries that you've had a hand in, you know, in the last couple of years with your company?
Yeah, so one of the interesting industries or markets we're working on right now is we teamed up with a thermographer out of Green Bay called Jay Bullen. And Jay has been doing thermography inspections of electrical substations for over 20 years. And he actually approached us because he knew he didn't want to do the flying because he understood that it carried with it a whole different set of risks and skills that he didn't possess. But he wanted basically somebody that had his level of expertise, you know, in the thermography side. He was looking for that in the aviation side. So that's kind of where we came into the market. And what we've essentially been able to do is help him do these same substation inspections that he used to be able to do, just without ever actually having to enter into the substation to do them. So it allows us to, you know, basically show up at a substation, set up, fly from outside, do our inspection. Afterwards, we can switch cameras out and we can actually map out the entire substation using a geotagging camera. My partner's he's a professor at UW-Eau Claire, and he's been doing mapping with all sorts of different types of technology for, you know, over 20 years, and more recently with UAS. He was kind of a pioneer in mapping with UAS. So for the same basically time that it would take to do a typical ground-based inspection, we're able to not only do that, you know, and provide them a PDF report, you know, the same report that they're used to being able to see, but we're also able to provide them a very accurate 3D map or 3D model of their substation, you know, using the same aircraft, just a different payload. So that's kind of the big advantages. And, you know, the interesting thing about that application is that, you know, people will look at it and they'll say, hey, you know, with this drone, you don't have to go inside the substation. You know, it's a lot safer. Mm-hmm. And I'd say, well, it may or may not be safer, you mm-hmm. know. What we don't think about with this new technology is that the risk isn't necessarily eliminated. It's just shifted from one aspect to another. Okay. You know, even though sending a person into that substation with it being electrified, because they have to do this when the stuff's on their load, otherwise they can't see where those problems are. So there has to be power running in the substation. But when we send the person in, we know that they've been trained a certain way. We know that they're wearing, you know, the appropriate equipment. Mm-hmm. We know that their equipment is certified in a certain way. You know, all those standards are very well documented and known. Mm-hmm. With unmanned aircraft, currently the FAA, they only require you to pass a written test to become a commercial operator. So you, in theory, could have a 16-year-old show up at a substation with a drone they bought off of the shelf at Best Buy.
Yeah.
And they're completely legal in the eyes of the FAA to fly over that substation. Is that the best idea? Probably not, you know. But that's just sort of the paradigm shift that's going to be happening, you know, with unmanned technology. So
Definitely a lot of uncharted territory there, it seems like.
Yeah, a ton of it.
Well, thanks again for taking the time to talk to me about some of these things. It's really cool to hear about how companies like yours are working with technology here in Wisconsin and elsewhere, kind of moving forward on that front line of what's new and what's you know, what's used in the industry. So thanks again. It was really interesting to talk.
Yeah, and thanks for having me.
You've been listening to WISP Business, the podcast. See more at wispbusiness.com.